Come New Year's Day, the Mummers will march in Philadelphia for the 116th time. It is the oldest folk parade in America, and this year, the Mummers went through sensitivity training to keep their antics on the up and up. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins explains.
A few days before Christmas, in the IKEA parking lot in South Philadelphia, about 60 guys congregated to warm up their chops. This is the Freilinger String Band, which has been around for over 100 years. Its theme this year will be sorcery, including music and imagery from Harry Potter. Mummers normally perform skits that reflect pop culture and contemporary politics. This year, the parade is attempting to reflect contemporary taste. Steve Coper, who sits on the Mummer String Band Division board, says he went through sensitivity training.
We need to be sensitive. We need to be aware that we're not really making people angry. There was a lot of anger last year with several of the things that happened.
Last year, some mummers performed a Latino routine by wearing brown face and dressing children as tacos. Others performed a routine mocking the transgendered Caitlyn Jenner. People complained.
Every year, the Commission on Human Relations gets informal complaints about mummers' skits.
This is Rue Landau. She's the executive director of Philadelphia's Commission on Human Relations. She says mummers' misbehavior has always been there, but always on the margins. Lately, though, it's taken center stage.
A lot of times the bad actors, they avoid the TV cameras of being on TV. But now with social media, we have people in the crowd who get to film them, put it up on social media, and they can't hide any longer.
In order to reel in those offensive antics, leaders of the Mummers divisions reached out to the city for help. Landau coordinated a series of workshops to introduce the fundamentals of cultural appropriation, facts about lesbian, gay, and transgendered people, and the difference between good satire and bad satire. George Beatty is a chair of a Mummers Parade fundraising group, and he said the workshops were entirely voluntary.
This is not censorship. Mayor Kenney never said, you're not allowed to do this, or you're not allowed. We went to the city and said, help us develop some instructional materials that'll get that message out. And the city has been great.
The Mummers, like everyone in America, have a First Amendment right to say whatever they want. About 10,000 people are expected to participate in the Mummers Parade, and even Mummers leaders cannot know what everyone will say or do while marching up Broad Street. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.